You're listening to Mornings with Al Farabee on CFAX 1070.
Seems like more and more places are offering up vaccines for COVID-19, including pharmacies. And we wanted to reach out to our community and get an update on that. Hans Bawa is co-owner of the Fort Royal Pharmacies here in the Greater Victoria region, who's joining us here at CFAX 1070. Hi, how are you?
Good morning, Al. I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good. How many Fort Royal Pharmacies do you have?
We have 3 locations in town, Al.
Okay. And you are getting vaccine right now, aren't you?
We have received a shipment of the vaccines, that's correct.
How many doses did you receive? How much notice did you get of its arrival?
Al, basically, we pretty much got a phone call and that's saying that doses will be coming and they would be shipping some additional doses to us. And we received that notice on Thursday and we received our shipments on Saturday.
Boy, so are you ready for something like that? It sounds like you have to pivot fairly quickly.
I guess this is sort of an additional doses that we received. So we have gone through this process earlier when AstraZeneca was eligible to ages 55 and plus. We had sort of mass vaccine clinics run at that time. So we were fairly prepared. We were ready to go on rolling out the vaccines to people. So, fairly quickly, but we made it happen fairly quickly.
When you get it, how do you get the word out that you have it?
For the second rollout, we pretty much put it on our Facebook page. We announced through public forum, through social media, that we had received additional doses. So that was sort of our mode, as well as we had a lot of people emailing us and wanting to get on the registration list or on the wait list. So we went back and contacted some of those people to say, hey, we've received additional doses. If you're interested in vaccinated, please come and register.
Kind of interest level did you get? Were you inundated?
Yeah, it's been a steady stream of people just emailing us, and the phone calls have been a little bit less this time around, which we really appreciated. So people have been sort of emailing us on a steady stream basis, and I think it's a lot of word of mouth and a lot of the word that the vaccines have arrived on the Island Health.
Right. What do you recommend people do? Because obviously, you know, you probably get a bunch of phone calls, bunch of similar phone calls, and you've got other things to do, right? So what do you recommend the public do when contacting you?
Yeah, that's right, Al. I mean, we would really request the public not to call the pharmacy lines if they have any inquiries about the COVID vaccines. We're really asking everybody that have any questions related to COVID vaccines, making an appointment, to just email us, and we're doing our best to respond back within a reasonable time frame. And we do have the regular pharmacy day-to-day activities and daily work that we have to do. So this COVID vaccine phone calls sometimes sort of hinder that. So we're really requesting everybody to email us with any inquiries, and that way we're able to get back to them in a fairly reasonable manner.
Right. And that makes sense because, I mean, you've got other things to do on a day-to-day, other prescriptions to fill besides, you know, vaccines for COVID-19, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And I mean, you're a smaller independent pharmacy, too, so I'm kind of hunching that doing this, COVID-19 vaccines, this is a big job for you to fulfill, although you're ready to do it, but it is a big job, correct?
You're right, Al. We are a local independent pharmacy. I mean, our main motto is to serve the community, serve our community and keep community safe. So we've really taken it upon ourselves to sort of have this happen, have additional resources on the floor to make this work for the community, because we feel very, very important aspect of getting through this pandemic. So we're both, my partner and I, were vested in making this happen, and we're trying our best to vaccinate as many people as we can.
We're talking to Hans Bawa, who I appreciate your time, co-owner of Fort Royal Pharmacies here in Greater Victoria. To keep people from phoning and asking questions, what are some of the most asked questions that you get right now?
Quite honestly, at this time, it's the people who are contacting us are fairly informed and are making an informed decision to get into and vaccinate themselves. I think the general sense that we get is that people are grateful, people are ecstatic, people are so happy to be able to find a vaccine and get vaccinated at this point. Mm-hmm. So the questions are mainly in terms of will I be able to drive? Will my arm will be sore? How will I feel after I receive the vaccine? In those terms, the questions that we receive.
Do you get calls or questions about AstraZeneca and maybe the concerns people have around it? I mean, you know, province of Ontario says they're going to stop giving out first doses of AstraZeneca Perfect. Vaccine due to concerns over blood clots. Do you get calls or concerns about that?
Not as many, Al. We don't really get that. Like I said, people are who do contact us and want to register for the vaccine have sort of done their homework, are informed of the side effects, and they feel that the benefits outweigh the risks, and that's why they've chosen to come and register themselves for the AstraZeneca vaccine. We do sometimes get calls asking one of them, probably the common question is, which vaccine are we administering? Mm-hmm. And I think that the public is still wanting to know whether we have received Pfizer, whether we have received Moderna, and they do have questions about the type of vaccine that we do administer. So,
right. Are you like a lot where you just say, like, you know, first avail, just take that? Is that kind of your recommendation, or do you go that far and recommend that?
Like I said, people who come in have done their homework and have done their due diligence, and they are aware that they are receiving the AstraZeneca.
Right.
And that is the decision that they make when they come and vaccinate. We do as much as we can to inform them on to what the side effects of AstraZeneca will be. We provide them with an aftercare sheet. We provide them BC Health Link information for them to review who should, if they fall within a certain risk category of whether they should not get vaccinated. And if they do fall within the risk category, we ask them to check with their healthcare provider to ensure that this vaccine is right for them.
Fair. Okay. Final moments here with you too. Hans Bawa joining us, co-owner of Fort Royal Pharmacies here in Greater Victoria. So again, for the public, what do you recommend they do when it comes to dealing with you or other pharmacies?
We recommend if you are looking to get the AstraZeneca vaccine, if you are ages 30 or older, to just send us an email at info@fortroyalpharmacy.ca, and we will get back to you with an appointment date. And we are going through all our doses, so it really depends on how much supply we have.
Right. Appreciate the work that you're doing in this and taking part in making sure that people are getting their vaccines. So we surely appreciate that. And I thank you for taking the time to talk to us on what is probably busy days for you. So thank you for doing this morning.
Thank you very much. I'll appreciate your call.
You bet. That is Hans Bawa, co-owner of Fort Royal Pharmacy, three locations in the Greater Victoria region. And pharmacies around here, they're all kind of similar scenarios as far as, you know, they get that the bunch of vaccine and they pivot quickly and they offer it up in different ways as far as letting the public know. And it's up to the public to sort of connect. Obviously, you know, they've got other things to do. So like she mentioned phone calls. It's like try and avoid that and just kind of, you know, do your homework before this process takes place for you. But at the same token, they are there to help you. So there you go. 728. And a major milestone for Canada when it comes to potential COVID-19 herd immunity that we'll tell you about. James Gardner with details next.